SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The nation's 3G network is in its final months of operation, with Telstra switching off on August the 31st after recently extending the shut-off deadline. Optus is to shut down from September, while TPG Telecom Vodafone started its closure in January. Though the end of 3G has been flagged for years, the latest industry figures suggest there are more than 500,000 Australians still using devices incompatible with the 4G and 5G networks. Telecommunications and business consultant Paul Boudet says the 3G network is shutting down because operators like Telstra, Optus and TPG need more network efficiency.
We see an increase in the use of mobile and on mobile, the use of video data, etc. And the new technologies, 4G and 5G, have a much more efficient use of the network. So in other words, Telstra, Optus, etc., they can cram much more calls and data, etc., that we use on mobile phones into the network using the more modern versions of the network. So it's in their interest to actually make the use of the 3G spectrum that they can use that for 4G and 5G rather than 3G. 3G network use is not efficient anymore because of the changes in technology.
Both Telstra and Optus have launched a service for customers to check the status of their device by texting 3 to the number 3498. Michael Marom is the Regional General Manager for Telstra Regional New South Wales. He says Telstra is giving free handsets to eligible customers, those who are in difficult situations, experiencing financial hardship, living with a life-threatening medical condition or recovering from a natural disaster. The other groups are people over 80 or those living in regional areas who may find it hard to visit a Telstra store to find out if they need to upgrade their device.
So firstly, with regards to devices, we've looked at what people currently have in that customer cohort. And as much as possible, we're providing them with like for like. So if they have a big button phone, we're providing a big button phone. Or if it's a flip phone, we're doing our best to provide like phones so they don't have a user experience that's dramatically different to what they're getting now. But the other thing, of course, is if they need help and they don't have a family member that they can provide them that, we would encourage them to come and see us at a Telstra store. Contact us through telstra.com or indeed contact us by phone. We think that's really important.
The telcos have been contacting affected customers and users about taking action. There is a risk that people will not be able to contact emergency services if they do not upgrade their phones before the shutdown. Users may not realise their phone is configured this way until 3G is switched off. Graham Hughes is from the Griffith Business School at Griffith University. He says telcos and the federal government have not done enough to inform customers of the change.
I really, question whether the timing is right on this, especially with the cost of living crisis and people being able to afford to replace these items. It's going to put a lot of financial burden onto individuals who really can't afford to shell out some extra dollars for these devices. And I also think that it puts a lot of obligation onto the consumer to check those devices. And I don't think that the telcos have really done a good enough job in advising the consumers.
In May this year, Optus executive Harvey Wright said the company had increased its efforts to keep users connected, launching a text service to inform those likely to be affected. He also assured customers 3G will not be switched off where it is the only available network until 4G and 5G are made available. Paul Boudet says telcos have promised that regional areas with only 3G coverage are likely to experience an upgrade, but there is unlikely to be any changes for areas with limited current coverage.
Now, there's one if to that, and that is the situation that people know that if you stand on one leg on the top of the hill and turn your head to the right-hand side, you know, then you might get a mobile signal, yeah? So that sort of strange situations that you can get a signal where there actually no signal. So, you know, that will always be a problem, that if you're outside the official footprint of the mobile network, yeah, then sometimes you can be lucky and get a signal, you know, if you do some funny things and go to the other side of the house or, you know, stand on top of something, etc. There is always a problem, you know, that might affect the situation.
Other devices such as security cameras, FPOS machines and tablets are also likely to be affected. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.